This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Gatone, that's our standing by. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This coming up in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in Scotland was prescribed erectile dysfunction cream instead of eye cream thanks to her doctor's bad handwriting.
But did you read, and this is the honest to God truth, so it's ED cream. She thought, well, they all thought it was for her eyes, but they said the thing about her eyes that her eyes were swollen. Mike said, apparently the cream works.
They never closed.
Right. She had a hard time opening her eyes.
For 4 hours, she couldn't blink.
Right? I think Miles said it yesterday, like,
there's a cream?
Yeah, right. I didn't know there was a cream.
I didn't know either.
I hate swallowing pills.
I would think that just applying the cream might help, right? I mean, they can just hand you Jergens lotion, but when you're applying the cream, you might find that, you've got over your ED.
Oh, man.
Some teenage girls in California got into a fight at a McDonald's after a mother asked them to leave the kids' play area.
How old were they?
They were teenagers?
Teenagers, what it says, yeah.
And I guess her kid was in there trying to play. The teenagers came in. You know,
it depends what
this
they're
is kind
doing.
Of like the 18-year-old that knocks on your door on Halloween.
But get out of here.
I think there's a line there, man. Well, you have to know. Like, if you're trying to be cute and all that, that's one thing. But
it's not like they were 13.
Right.
I watched the video.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Teenage girls. Yeah, like, I don't know how it started or what was said, but the fight is brutal.
Really?
I mean, they are hurling, like just grabbing, like, containers of stuff and throwing it at people.
Dang.
What is it about fast food places that if people decide to throw down in a fast food place, they will grab any and everything and just throw it around? You know, anywhere else, like they just throw punches at each other, the fight's about the fight.
I think it's just the people that it attracts, a lot like a certain warehouse store that we know of that attracts a certain kind of people.
I will say this, though.
And it's people eating in there.
When you go into you can get fast food, you can go through the drive-thru. By the time you get home, your fast food's still good.
Yeah.
Your fries are a little bit colder, but either way, you have a decent meal. When you eat it in the restaurant, it is so much better. It's like eating pizza in the parlor.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
No offense, but it's a strange group of people that
are there.
You got to be elderly and be there for your normal breakfast and coffee.
Right.
Or
when you look
on a road trip, like, why are you eating in here?
It's like eating McDonald's at a Star Wars bar. Like, everyone in there is a little different than what you normally do.
It's different when you got that tray in front of you and you're like, I'm sitting in a fast food place. This is different.
I need to reevaluate my life.
This garbage is going to get thrown away immediately.
I'm going to get a hot coffee and a fish sandwich.
I will say, the last time I was in a McDonald's early, like 7 in the morning, don't ask why I was in there that early. Like, I saw the old couple, then the old dude, and I was like, I could get down with the McDonald's old man.
Yeah, get in the morning.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
An egg McMuffin and a coffee.
Sure.
Sausage start your day
right. Well, you know what? You're right. Sausage McMuffin with egg is a great sandwich.
A stranger drove a sick kid's dog to him from North Carolina in Utah.
How do you know it's that kid's dog?
A stranger drove a sick kid's dog to him from North Carolina to Utah.
So the sick kid was in Utah.
Yes.
And the dog was in North Carolina.
Yes.
And a stranger in North Carolina drove him his dog.
Yes.
That's
very
cool.
Why was the dog, was he visiting family over the holidays? I mean, like, how are you separated from your pet?
I guess that the kid lives in North Carolina. I don't know. I'm not working on it.
Is the dog somebody from, like, the D.C. area? They all.
Whatever New Year's.
He's like 2,000 miles away.
I got family down there.
Mike Vick's party.
Right. Oh, I got some bitches. Yeah.
Men who don't brush their teeth at least twice a day have 3 times the more risk of developing erectile dysfunction.
Wow.
You got to brush 3 times a day to get that?
Twice a day.
Twice. Okay, all right.
Do you realize how many toothbrushes will sell?
Everybody's brushing their teeth
radio?
The
now. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. All right. A robot was just hit by a self-driving car in Las Vegas.
Yeah, at the convention for new technology.
No.
What do they call that?
Oh,
thing?
Run right
the CES.
Ran right over it.
I have a very good friend of mine. She does for Microsoft, like kind of the, I don't know, the massive setup for it, if you will. So she went down this week and she's like, man, you get excited for this stuff. She was saying some of the companies that'll be there and all the stuff they're going to show. And it is fascinating stuff, but I'm going to have to ask her if she saw the self-driving car apply under the
robot on robot violence.
Mm-hmm. That's to say, at the end of the day, nobody's hurt there, right?
No.
It's a self-driving car running over a robot.
But now they're learning to kill each other.
Yeah.
This is the only way that we win the AI war.
We have to turn them on each other, Mike.
That's right. We got to befriend some, the stronger, and then let them kill the others. A woman in Ontario, Canada, called 911 last week because she didn't like her 17-year-old daughter's friends.
Yeah, well, I mean, just throw them out of the house.
She can't, Ted. They're rebellious.
Again, I just...
Where's everyone's back?
If you're a police officer, you deal with naked high people.
Right.
If you are a fireman, you deal with people's bad decisions and their failure to achieve whatever they said, hold my beer, watch this. And now if you work 911, basically, you just hear people's complaints.
Right.
Every once in a while, there's an emergency, but overall, like, my cheeseburger's cold. Like, God damn it, what do you want me to do?
Right.
Buy a microwave and put it in there.
This is an emergency line. Like, people that are dying call this phone number. You really think that you're on par with this?
People that are dying call Uber.
Yeah, amen to that. There's an app that makes kids call their parents back before they can do... There's an app that makes kids call their parents back before they can do anything else with their phone. It came out a few years ago for Android, but the developer said he's working on an iPhone version as well.
Oh, so if you ignore the call from the parent, right, then nothing, your you can't phone go to Facebook, does nothing. You can't go to correct. Snapchat until you call back.
Until you call mom and dad right. back.
Okay.
Ew, well, forget.
If mom and dad are paying for the phone, they can make the rules.
It's that easy.
It really
do we
is.
All have that friend that we call and it goes to voicemail, but we sit there and we just curse them out the entire time because that phone never leaves their hand? Sorry, I'm not here right now. Yeah, you are.
Oh, my cousin Tom's that way. Never answers the phone. He'll text you back. What's up?
Right.
I'm here, but call? I don't want to answer.
Why didn't you text me before you called me?
Hmm.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it is tough, though, too, with phones, because, like, sometimes you're just, I don't know, man. Like, sometimes I just put my phone on silent and throw it in the room and then watch TV at night.
You know my favorite thing to do to just freak the hell out of people out is?
What's that?
I leave a voice message.
Do not do that.
Must be important.
Hey, just wanted to leave a voice message, you know, just to be annoying. See you, bye.
That is the worst.
Have you been? KFC is temporarily dropping the price of their famous bowls to $3, and to promote it, they're giving out free bowl haircuts.
Well, that's the haircut everybody wants.
That's right.
That's the one fast food commercial that's not just doing anything for me these days.
Oh, the KFC.
Bowls. But when you were talking about the Egg McMuffin earlier, they have the Egg McMuffin and the Sausage McMuffin commercial. I'm like, I got to get a McMuffin. But the KFC bowl, I'm like, oh, God. Right. Who eats that? Like, what are you
thinking?
We
take everything on the menu and put it in one place.
Exactly.
I've had those.
It'll look like this in your stomach later.
Is it good?
It's good.
Okay, I believe everything in KFC is good.
It looks messy, but it's fantastic.
All right.
A recent survey found the top traits of the perfect roommate are paying bills on time.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Doing their fair share of chores.
Don't eat their food.
Always washing their dishes.
Yeah. In other words, a responsible person.
And about 30% of us have become romantically involved with a roommate before.
That's because you're drunk and it's Friday night and it's 1 a.m.
Because you got into a co-ed situation.
One's crying on the couch and the other one came home.
And I mean,
already know that goes.
Yeah. Oh, come here.
If you're already living with somebody, you're dealing with all their stuff anyhow.
Right.
I will say this. I was a bad roommate. I paid my bills on time, but I didn't do dishes.
And then ate their food.
I would eat some food.
You're a bad roommate to yourself now.
I paid my bills.
I would deal with anything else if you could pay your bills.
Yeah.
A substitute teacher in Florida had a problem with her principal. So last month, she messed up a birthday party the principal was throwing at a park by smearing poo on the tables and grills.
Happy birthday to poo.
She was arrested for damaging property and criminal mischief.
Yeah, ladies. Burgers taste like ass.
I know.
What did you call it? Poo.
I know.
Poo. Trying to keep it clean here.
You don't go poop?
Broadcast.
You just go poo?
Poo.
All right.
You know, I like to keep it a little bit loose, yet still...
Like a stool.
Keep your poo loose.
Okay. That's right. Okay. A man in Ohio called 911 and told the dispatcher that he was in the process of being robbed by two ladies.
And?
But when officers arrived, they found out it wasn't quite the whole story.
Okay, what was it?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Oh, thank you, Mike Hogg. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve, the Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here. On planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. All right, Daniel, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, Mr. Excitement, here is your story. We go to Ohio, where a middle school teacher was arrested after he was observed performing a sex act on himself in the classroom while students were present. The teacher from Cincinnati was charged with public indecency, which is a first-degree misdemeanor. Now, a school security guard at Creekside Middle School, they received several complaints that the substitute teacher was observed performing the act. No students were physically involved in the act, but they had the misfortune of watching him floss his personal dolphin. The school officer did remove the teacher from the room, and once the administration at the school was made aware of his behavior, the school resource officer immediately removed the teacher. And the school says, quote, at this time, the school district is not aware of the substitute teacher having any physical contact with any of our students. In addition, we're not aware of any students being exposed to any nudity. But apparently he was doing this through his pants. The students complained, as they should, and he was taken away. The question is, do you believe that this substitute teacher is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
What do you guys think?
The teacher.
It's a substitute teacher. It's not the regular teacher. He's in class. He's in a middle school. And he was, without exposing himself, he was handling his business. And look, if there's any group of people that recognize if you're masturbating, it's probably kids in middle school because that's all they're doing right now.
Daniel, I don't know, man, but it just seemed like whenever I had a male teacher growing up, granted it was a different area than Cincinnati, but it was always a white guy. And this was a substitute teacher?
It was a substitute teacher. Now, granted, when I was growing up, it's either a black guy or a white woman. That seemed
But the black teacher was full-time.
No, this is my substitute.
Oh, your substitute.
Mr. Barlow.
All right, so you had a different experience. Mine was always either white women who were the full-time teachers.
Right.
And then we had white men and white substitute teachers as well that were men.
Yeah, we had both.
Well, we had full-time black teachers, women and men, but as far as a substitute, it was either a white woman or a white man all the time.
Actually, you know, I'm saying it's a substitute black teacher.
Okay. I'm going to go wild card. I'm going to go Jewish.
There you go.
Daniel, finally. We got your blood moving. All right, Daniel, what are you thinking?
All right, well, that's true. Every time in school when I was in school, I had a white substitute teacher as well. But I'm thinking it's either white or black.
Okay, you better think quick because we need a final answer.
All right, I'll say white.
Final answer it is. All right, Daniel, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, to profile this takes us to Cincinnati, Ohio. We have an Ohio middle school teacher who was arrested for masturbating in class.
That was the problem, was that it was in class, Miles.
While students were present.
Yeah, that was another sticking point.
He was released by the school district.
And by his own hand.
That's right.
But the question that we had for you, Daniel, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And Ted, you said...
I said black.
You said black. Miles, you said Jewish. Daniel, you said white. But Daniel, we will begin with you.
No!
I'm sorry. Not a white guy. No. Ted? Miles? He was in fact Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He's rubbing his little uncircumcised penis right there in class, ladies and gentlemen.
See his matzo balls.
Sounds more like a filthy fish.
Jesus. Filthy fish, yeah.
Well, gefilte fish, to be honest with you, is terrible by itself. You don't have to ruin that with anything.
Right. You don't need him to help.
You don't have to add anything to make it.
Yeah, just tons of horseradish. And now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I like sports, and sometimes when you watch sports, Miles, you grew up playing baseball. Baseball can be very annoying because there's quote-unquote unwritten rules.
There are.
As I do the air quotes, right? So you remember, what was that, 3 or 4 years ago, Joe Bautista, joking, I know his name's Jose, he got in a lot of trouble when he played in Toronto because he hit like a home run flipped the bat and people flipped out, like, I can't believe he flipped that bat. It turned into like a big fight the next year when they played the Rangers.
Baseball's
again.
Horrible with that.
Right. So there's all these unwritten rules. Now keep in mind, they don't exist in American baseball, right? Like the other leagues don't really care.
They want to bring the excitement to the game, so they let the players actually show any type of emotion.
So Williams, Astudillo, I threw in an R. Astudillo, Anyhow, he plays for the Twins, okay? So he's down in the Venezuelan Winter League.
Okay.
So you're going to hear, again, this will be a Spanish announcer doing the thing, so it's pretty exciting. But his bat celebration, his celebration for this home run takes up the entirety of this clip.
And resorts, vive en grande. El batazo, amigos, profundo, profundo, esa bola, no. El hombre más importante de...
And then his whole family was kidnapped.
All right, so this is...
Yeah, Venezuela, right? Yeah.
Go watch the video, because I've never seen this. I've seen bat flips and everything else. He kind of, like, digs the home run. It's like a low ball, and he hits it. And it kind of brings him to a knee. And then he stands there, or on his one knee, and just watches it. Just, like, admiring his work. And then when he comes back, I mean, he's high-fiving everybody. I mean, like, look, people are like, you know, unwritten rules, you got to respect the game, blah, blah, blah. This is what baseball should look like.
Watch
a
game of golf. Tiger Woods hits a great shot. He just holds it and watches it and stares at it and watches it. And then when it lands, drops his club, walks on.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can have fun playing the sport. It's a sport. It's a game.
That's
it's
the thing.
It's a game. Yeah. You're an adult. You're playing a game for a living. Like, who are these jackasses in the United States other than Bob Costas who think that everything has to be from, like, 1895 and Abner Double A?
And look, when you
I want a cotton candy when I go, and I want a hot dog. I got a Chevrolet.
When you play high school and college, I get it.
Jesus Christ.
Right? Like, you're playing to the, you got to listen to the coaches, whatever.
Absolutely.
And that's that school's, that program's identity, right?
Sure.
But when you get to professionals, again, like you just said, like, these are grown men playing a damn game.
Kid paid a lot of money.
The guy has a stick, and he hit a ball over a certain amount of feet.
Right.
What do we care if he celebrates? Now, look.
I change every rule in baseball.
If he's getting his ass whooped, I do agree. There's certain times you shouldn't celebrate because it kind of looks bad.
Yeah, that's just
Here's
dumb.
What I would do, too. Yeah. I'd speed the game up like this. Look, you want to put in a pitcher, he has to be ready to go when you make that call.
Yes.
So, if you don't put him in early enough and get that guy thrown in the bullpen, if you're in trouble, then when you come to make that call, he doesn't get five more minutes to sit back there in J.O. while everybody's waiting for the game to begin. He has to be ready when you call timeout. Speed the game up. Like, make it modern. Like don't make people sit there for 3, 5 minutes, 6 minutes while, like, he's warming up in the bullpen, we're making a change. Like, if you know you need to make a change, start that a little bit earlier.
I don't even think it's that. They just got to speed up just the pitchers and the bats.
Well, that's part of speeding up the pitching process, all that stuff. Like, there's so many subtle changes they can make to make the game better. Instead, they're like, no, Abner Doubleday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, and that's the thing, funny thing about baseball that always kind of sucks, too, is, like, I don't know if it was Forbes or whatever. Basically, they're just like, look, baseball doesn't, I don't really count on people viewing or going. It's just so much corporate money in this and that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, that's the name of the game. We used to...
Go Padres!
Yeah, exactly. No one listens to your station, but advertisers just paying.
How's the fan doing?
Thousands of dollars to advertise. So, like, when we were working in Baltimore, the AM sports station, Ted and I worked at, man, we were... I mean, listen, if it was a sport... We would run it. And we ran, I mean, indoor soccer, all right?
But it's quick pace.
No, but indoor soccer to watch live is kind of fun. To listen to it on the radio is absolutely abominable. But all the local advertisers would buy into this, because some, I guess they lied and said millions of people listen, but they spent money hand over fist. So even though we knew we were running a broadcast for the number of people that were physically sitting in the studio and nobody else, you still made a ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it in baseball. I mean, like, look, man, then nobody's really watching on TV until playoffs come around. That's true of a lot of things. You can't sell out stadiums, but that corporate money comes pouring in, and it blows my mind how much money they're willing to spend in places where no one's watching or no one's listening.
All they need to do is do one thing, and they can change any rule they want. Just ban fighting. That's it. So if you want to speed the game up, you want to do that stuff, just you can flip the bat, you can put your hands in the air, you can act like you're having a good time, but... Baseball is one of the few sports other than hockey where two groups can come out and just start beating the living hell everybody. They're like, bitch, it's cleared. But it's more than that. If two football teams do that, you'd eject that guy. We're going to look at this.
Oh,
field.
Absolutely.
We're going to see who punched this guy.
Yeah, but there's
this.
A difference, too. The quarterback from another team, when he's pissed off, never throws a ball as hard as he can at an opponent.
That's right.
Sure.
Right,
I mean, whereas baseball, the dude on the mound is hurling a dangerous object, and they hit each other.
Yeah.
Like, I don't buy it. Like, that's not
I
like
can see you're going to fight.
Right. And I get it. You might say, you got to back him off the plate. Cool. But I don't blame that guy for charging the mound either.
I don't either.
And it's fun to watch, man.
Yeah, baseball fights are great.
If you're watching ESPN, they can show you, like, the home run to the great catch. But if they say there's a bench-clearing brawl, that they'll even go to commercial break knowing you're going to wait.
The umpire will get in a guy's face for a bat flip. He won't if he rushes the pitch. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. Let the guys have fun.
Netflix says that about 45 million accounts stream their new Sandra Bullock movie, Bird Box, in the first week of its release.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that would be...
Good for them.
Massive. Yeah. Obviously, some of the stuff is still hard to tell. Nielsen's been complying their own tracking data for some streaming services, and their numbers back up Netflix claim. They're saying 26 million people watched it in the U.S. alone.
Damn.
Yeah. That's so it's very possible that across the world it was 45.
I mean, I heard it's decent. I'm sure sooner or later I'll watch it. Just my initial reaction... Say, what was the movie last year? Like, Be Quiet, Quiet Place, Shut Your Mouth.
Quiet Place.
Was that what it's called, Quiet Place?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
I don't know why I'm yelling that. Yeah. It is.
Well, they were calling it Red Dog. It was Quiet Place.
All right, so, but the idea of that is, like, you got to be quiet, because if you make a sound, these things that will kill you. And then, and I don't know what Bird Box is about, but the sense I get is, all right, let's take the same idea, just use a different sense. So now you can't see anything. You can make all the noise you want, but and look, if I'm wrong, let me know. I just haven't seen it yet. But I'm like, okay, so it's like A Quiet Place, but this is the eye version?
It is in a sense, except A Quiet Place was a physical monster being that'll come and slice you up. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Bird Box, and I don't want to give spoilers, but here it is. Close your ears for 2 seconds if you haven't watched it and you want to.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn off my headphones.
It's not as physical.
Okay, all right, okay.
I didn't hear that. Well, they were calling Raven Stadium the Bird Box before the playoff game, so I just assumed they were going to run 3 times and punt on the show, so I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. And to be honest, I didn't realize till today it's a damn movie. I just saw everybody doing the Bird Box challenge, like, which is dangerous. Don't do that.
Why would you? Yeah.
I mean, and then, right, and then I keep seeing it on my Netflix. I'm like, look at Sandra Bullock back on TV doing a series. Good for her.
Well, it's
and then this morning I realized it's a damn movie.
Well, they were, I guess I heard some, like, I don't know, man. It has something to do with the Oscars, and, like, they were, because the movie got all these great reviews, Bird Box, and I guess, obviously, a bunch of people have seen it or are watching it, whatever, but they, trying to figure out how to deal with the Oscars, like, all right, because everything else is a cinematic release, right? And there's always going to be two movies nominated that no one's ever going to see, but I guess they're good for their own reason, but they're like, do we throw this... Do we have this in the category of, like, best motion picture, even though it is a Netflix release, not theatrical?
Look, honestly, I say the Oscars, don't add Netflix movies. Don't add Hulu movies. Don't add any of that. And then I think we'll get to a point where it's just like, okay, people that want to make movies where people see them, go to a streaming service.
Right.
If you want to get nominated for an Oscar, make a motion picture.
Bam.
Right. I mean, I don't care who you are. I still think... There are some movie theaters, and I get it, the giant screen. But overall, the viewing experience is going to be better in your home.
That will
anymore with technology, sure.
Yeah, right? Everybody's got great TVs.
The last thing you want to do when you go to a movie is go pee.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you might miss something.
Yeah.
But at home, then, you're like, you know, you can't come back to the movie theater like, I'm going to rewind that.
Hey, everybody, what happened? What did I miss?
What did I miss? Yeah, and I should mention, I'm just not a big movie person, so I don't go to theaters often.
No, it's got to take a good one.
No,
what I perceive to
children.
Be like, well, yeah.
Every time I go to the theater now, it's a movie I don't want to see. I mean, and think about this, right? You love your kids. I love how excited they get to see certain movies, but inevitably, as I'm going, I took my daughter to see the new Grinch movie. All right, and look, it wasn't awful, but there is no chance that without kids, I would have spent that much goddamn money to sit in a theater. To watch this.
You know what's a great thing
like
about
the
a kid's
last
movie is,
eight
movies?
Nothing!
I'll tell you what it is.
No.
You're going to learn this.
I saw Trolls. Okay. I saw Trolls in the theater. Kiss my ass.
Okay, look.
We hate no
dude,
like that?
Dude.
Yes.
Here's the thing about a kid's movie. Let's say the movie starts at 7.
Okay.
You can get in your car at 7 o'clock and start driving to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. Stand in line. Get popcorn. Wait 20 minutes. Get your drinks. Walk in there, and they're still only on, like, the 7th trailer for the new movies. So you can literally be 55 minutes late to a movie, if it's a kid's movie, and they still haven't got past all the previews.
No, but see, here's the downside of that, Miles.
So that's a winning thing.
As I
said, you're going to be late and you're not going to miss it.
I'm waiting for the Grinch to begin, because my daughter is very excited about this, and I'm sitting there thinking, all right, she's eating all my popcorn, she's drinking my soda, I don't want to be here. Now, the previews start. You're right. The previews sometimes go longer than
the movie.
Than the movie that you paid to see, but basically what they did is, it should just say, parents, this is where you're going to lose your money next. And they just show previews, and my daughter is excited about all of them.
Except for one. Ooh. Maybe one.
Only one time we're sitting to the, it's, I think I want to say it's the first movie I took them to where they're like old enough to get it. And they're showing the previews for all these goddamn movies. And after every preview, Daddy, I want to see that. They show the next preview, Daddy, I want to see that. Now, my head, I'm just adding up costs, right? And then this preview comes out. She just looks at me and kind of gives me the cutthroat, like, that looks like crap, dude. Terrible. I'm like, sweet, tracking nice. With it.
We're out on that one. Let's see, Celebrity Big Brother? Who could be in there?
Oh.
I heard one name, and it made me so mad.
Aubrey O'Day.
Why do I know that?
She was on, she was in a band called, is it Dainty Kane? Dirty? Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Anyhow,
on.
Right. She dated DJ Pauly D for a minute. She was on Celebrity Apprentice. She's one of the people that says she had an affair with Don Jr.
Okay.
Bobby Monahan, wow, you know, cool. From Saturday Night Live.
Sure. All right.
Drunk Uncle. Calvin Johnson. Megatron.
Okay. Yeah.
Why the hell would he sign up for that?
Yeah. Nothing else to do.
Yeah. Dude, but pay you money to sit around a house.
Mm. Go. Who's going to talk back to him?
Carson Kressley from the original Queer Eye.
Oh, yeah. Blonde dude, right?
Yeah. Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls. I don't know who that is. Lindsay Lohan's mother. Diana Lohan.
Dina? Yeah.
Eh, there's not an I in the end of that one. Right. Justin Bieber's father-in-law, Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, wow. That's a father-in-law now.
New York from Flavor of Love. And then Tanya Harding. There's a...
How are they going to pull her off the peninsula to do that?
Newsweek says former press secretary Sean Spicer will be one of the house guests.
Spicer.
Damn, struggling today. What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Spice man.
Hiding
in the bush outside, watching inside, see what's going on.
Throwing my favorite.
Look outside through the window, there's Spice Man in a bush.
Well, that's the problem. It's been a while since I've seen the Spice Man.
Mm-hmm. It's like, are you hiding in the bushes? To avoid your jobs to talk to the media.
By the way,
there's no foreshadowing there.
Some of the some reviews are coming in about Bird Box, the movie we're talking. And this is just what I'm hearing. It says, oh man, Bird Box sucked. It's basically just a copy and paste of The Happening. I will not finish from that. Let's see, Big Bird, POS. People are desperate for any new stuff that's decent on Netflix. So desperate they watch a POS like Bird Box. Bird Box is S. Absolutely all. Wow.
Hmm.
So apparently 26 million people have seen it, and none of them like it.
You know who saw it first?
Who?
Snuffleupagus.
Jesus.
Damn, man.
That's Big Bird Box.
We've been talking about bathrooms and bad experiences. Thrill, you had one on a plane recently.
Yeah.
Here's Dennis Miller talking about a bad plane bathroom experience.
How was your flight in? Did you have a good flight?
Well, listen, the flight was lovely, but the plane made the ultimate mistake. It arrived early at the gate.
Oh,
and, you know,
no.
Like,
it's the worst.
Harder to get in to your airport when you arrive earlier at the gate than it is to get into the country. They take us all the way back out to the end of the runway. They turn off all the lights. You got to sit there. You can't move. I've got a weak bladder. I've got to go to the bathroom. So I'm waiting. You know, a guy goes in from row one, and I'm thinking, I've got to get in there, but I'm in row four, so I've got to look for a diversion. He comes out. I use that to take the, you know, flight attendant's attention away. I go up. Boom. I'm in like a shot. I pull the door. Great, but then I realized that he has had what I can only assume is a silhouette altering bowel movement, and now I'm trapped in there, so I don't get blamed with it for half an hour. They start moving back to the terminal. I come out because you got to return to your seat. And I got to make that face like, you know, for all the people in the WAF zone. Don't look at me. You know, I didn't do it.
Just WAF zone. Good gosh.
Yeah, that's brutal. You just went in for a pee, and now you're getting called out?
No.
Hey, man, look, I farted on the elevator the other day. Miles was on there with me, and it was thick. It was bad, man.
I think he even came up and said, yeah, he farted on the elevator like it was awful.
It was. It was terrible. Miles goes, man, if we stop on the floor, I'm pointing at you. I'm like, one step ahead of you, pal. I'm going to point right at you. I'm not taking
no
the blame
stops?
For this.
Yeah.
No, luckily there
was nobody at the bottom floor, thank God.
I know. Man,
it was so
whoever
bad. Got- Matter of fact, I went outside. Maybe did something and then came back inside, got back on the same elevator because that's the one that gave it to me. And I got in, I'm like, you've got to be kidding.
It's still there, right?
It's like 5 minutes. 5 minutes have gone by.
I don't think pointing at each other, right? Because you both know that.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll both forget this advice, but at some point when he does it next time, when the doors open on another floor, don't one of you's got to get off and just be like, damn, dude.
Yeah.
But more than likely, Thrill's going to fart and then do it to you.
Oh, I know.
You know
where
I am.
Advice.
Absolutely, I am.
I mean, it would be funny if you did it, but
I'm going to stand there like, you don't even know who that is, do you? He farts all the time in an enclosed area of work just to ruin his co-workers' lives.
It's the fault master.
Yes.
The fault master.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines here coming up in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Minnesota Eagle Scout does the impossible and earns every single merit badge.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, a 79-year-old Ohio man calls 911 to complain about hooker, specifically named Match. Man arrested after sending a pic to ex-girlfriend of him eating her pet fish. Meanwhile, a Sports Illustrated model says the secret to a lasting relationship and marriage is lots and lots of squish. And a moose walks into an Anchorage hospital and starts munching on plants. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Our top story, we go to Ohio, where a 79-year-old man called 911 on two hookers that he had paid for after they gave him an unsatisfactory performance. He said that they did perform acts, which he will not be charged for, but they did not meet his expectations.
Why are they not charging him? I mean, you
he's
openly
79.
Admit, damn, man.
I've gone to places where the hamburger wasn't that good. I just didn't go back.
Right.
I never called the cops.
But he originally called up saying that I'm being robbed by these two women.
Oh,
they stole $500 from
he's
me.
He's an idiot.
They just didn't, you know, put on a good enough show, I guess.
Or he just didn't finish.
I guess. All right. In other news, we go to Louisiana, where a man was arrested for his conduct with an ex. This is just messed up. He's a student at LSU and slept in an ex in his ex's dorm after a football game. He was with a group of people. She said, sure, you can crash here. He spent the night. While on his way out, he told his ex to, quote, check your fish tank. This is after she let him crash. She then discovered that her fish was missing. Not long after the fish went missing, she got a text from her ex with a picture of feces in a toilet with the message, quote, found your fish.
Jeez, man.
He was arrested after failing to appear for a criminal summons.
Who know me?
I just,
come on,
man.
Fresh.
The two of you broke up. I get it. She's letting you crash. She's obviously over it. I guess that she broke up with him. That's the only way that this is acceptable,
That's
I guess.
That's my guess, yeah.
Just based on what he did.
Maybe he's a beta.
Got any more fish jokes, Miles?
No, it was a frat joke or whatever.
I'll take the fishing.
It's fish and frat. I'll give you that.
Fish frat.
Beta fish, yeah. All right, I get you.
I think it'd have been more insulting if he had pooped
fish.
In the fish tank.
Oh, that'd be better.
You think that'd be better?
Yeah.
You'd rather get like, hey, man, I left a turd in your fish tank with your fish.
Yeah,
at least
my animal's not...
You got a costume of sucking on a turd.
Right.
At least my animal's not dead,
like
man.
I got a fish on the side.
Okay,
sure.
All right, fair enough.
Just got a floater in the tank. I'll take care of that.
Hey, you got a floater in your tank, Mike.
Strange happening in Alaska. Or is it? A local regional hospital was a little stunned after a full-grown moose walked in through the front door.
That's not normal. Unusual.
And it's not unusual.
Not unusual at all?
It's not unusual to have a moose in your business.
But he went to Humpy's and got a beer towel.
I mean,
trust me, it's not unusual.
She came in and just started eating the greenery.
There was some shrubbery
in the lobby. She just came in and just started munching.
Yeah. Look, man,
tropical
I've been to Alaska once. First words out of the bartender's mouth. Fellas, you're fine to sit outside, but listen, if a moose walks... It's been that serious. If a moose walks onto the property, like, don't mess with it. I'm like, you don't need to tell my black ass not to mess with a wild animal.
And then you walk to the bathroom, and there's a whole collage of pictures of that moose in the bar drinking.
Yeah.
And you go like, okay, she was not kidding. This is actually a fair warning.
She did stay for a few minutes until a crowd started to gather, which I don't know why. You're in a hospital, and there's a crowd gathering around a dadgum moose.
Because it's a moose.
But then she just sauntered out.
Seriously, you ain't gonna do nothing about it.
The thing is
give
that
me a moose head.
Moose are not known to be nice. They're actually quite mean and aggressive.
I was actually kind of wondering how they got that thing out of the hospital. I guess they tranquilized and drug it out.
No, it walked out.
Oh, it did walk out.
That's
yeah.
how you get a moose to leave.
She looked up and was like, oh, there's a crowd. And then she just turned around.
I hate the doctor's office, too.
Look, man, I got a couple of friends that they were born and raised in Alaska. And they said, look, there wasn't a lot to do, so they would do some dumb stuff. So they got a little older, and they get drunk, and there was a moose in the backyard. They dare their buddy to run out and bitch slap the moose.
Yeah.
And so he opens the door, he runs out, looks at this moose, says he bitch slaps it, and he said it's equivalent to like slapping a car.
Ooh.
So the moose, he said, just looked at him because it didn't do any damage. Just gave him a look like, I'm going to give you like 5 seconds
right?
to get back to the house. So I need all bass back in and the moose left. That's what you do in Alaska.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That was probably the best case scenario for that.
Yeah, I would not do that.
Right.
Slapping ass on a moose.
They're classic huge, Alaska. Too, man.
I know.
They are massive. A video that is going viral online shows a man that is working on fixing up a home, including disconnecting a mounted landline phone. He uses a screwdriver to pry the cover off the phone, revealing a massive crowd of dead cockroaches inside.
And many that were alive.
Really? I didn't see any that were alive in there.
Oh, yeah. No.
It doesn't matter. That is so gross.
It's disgusting. They were crammed in there, man. They were form-fitted to the inside of that mount. It was nasty. Let's go to Oklahoma, where a woman bragged to the wrong person. She matched with a man on Bumble and started talking to him, telling about her day, which she bagged herself a buck. Out of season. Using a rifle. And a cheating method known as spotting or headlining.
Yeah. She shot the deer out of the back of a truck.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Yeah, shined a bright light in its eyes, literally causing the deer in the headlights effect so it freezes, shot the deer, out of season, completely illegal, right? Turns out the man that she matched with was the game warden. He did show up at her door the next day. Listen, friends.
That's why you don't brag about your crime.
And they had a delicious venison chili.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, that just seems crazy. Like, why would you brag about that?
Outdoorsy girl.
Yeah.
Outdoorsy girl.
Yeah.
Outdoorsy girl.
I mean, you still don't admit to your crime.
I'm just saying. She finds
dude
a guy
in a trailer.
This guy's a game warden. He's obviously got something on his profile.
I used to know drug dealers. They wouldn't go on the first date be like, "Hey, I'm a drug dealer."
Okay, well, she wasn't bragging about the actual illegal activity of it. She's like, you know, he said, "How was your day?" She says, "I got myself a buck."
And which is okay if it's deer season.
Spotlighted it.
Yeah.
No, he kind of... Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, she told him that.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawkins. Hey,
thank you, sir. We appreciate it, Mike. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy Ted's Meat and Potatoes. No S. Sherlock, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about as bad. So until next time, please do what you do best. Land for Aletha's sake. Stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.